I don't want to go to the floor and win with 220 votes. I think the best thing for our party right now is that you have 247 votes on the floor. If we are going to be strong, we got to be 100% united.
Well, I'll tell you, what an interesting turn of events. We have Kirk Jowers, the former director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics, who has been very kind to stay with us. And we also now are joined by our second district congressman, Chris Stewart. Chris, did you in any way, shape, or form see this coming? Or when you walked into this meeting, did you anticipate anything like this could unfold?
No, not at all. No one did. I mean, virtually no one. From the speaker on down, with the exception of apparently Leader McCarthy. I mean, we were talking with he and his staff, less than an hour before this event, and talking about the vote and, you know, the number of votes they thought they might have, and no one saw this coming.
Just amazing. And now you, along with Mia Love, have been vocal about supporting Jason Chaffetz in this. And, you know, we were just talking about how the odds might have changed. Kirk Jowers, you were talking about how some of the scenarios that might play out here. How greatly has Jason Chaffetz's odds increased in the last hour or so?
Well, I think obviously they've increased significantly, and I've always said Jason is a close friend of mine, and, you know, it's an honor to support a friend, and I think importantly to support someone from Utah. But there was no misunderstanding at all that this was an incredibly steep mountain to climb, and mm-hmm. he knew that going in, and it frankly didn't get easier as this process played out. So clearly his chances have improved. But I don't think anyone knows right now, Doug. I mean, we don't even know if Jason is going to continue to run. It could be that others jump into the race that he would support. For example, if Trey Gowdy were, and I don't think he will, by the way, but just as an example, I think there's a possibility that Jason would defer to someone else.
Yeah, it's interesting. Kirk Jowers said the same thing. Jason has indicated that at least at this point he is still in. If I could just jump to Kirk for just a moment. You were talking about some of the scenarios through which and under which Jason Chaffetz could actually become speaker.
Right. Well, and I was initially we had been talking about the Representative Walter Jones letter, and if there will be anything that comes out in that regard. Of course, he wrote a letter hearkening back to the 1998 disaster for Republicans when Representative Bob Livingston was going to replace Newt Gingrich. It was all done. Livingston was great, and then it turned out he was having an affair and had to immediately step down, which really undercut the Republicans as they were working through Clinton's transgressions. And so Representative Jones had sent a letter saying that, you know, we need to really vet these people trying to become our leaders so we aren't embarrassed again. So I doubt that will lead to anything, of course, but it does throw another potential game changer in there.
Yeah, it was interesting when that was brought up with Kevin McCarthy. Boy, he just poo-pooed anything regarding the Jones letter out there. Congressman, for just a moment, when the shoe dropped in the meeting that you attended, Mia Love gave us a pretty good description of her take on that. What was your take?
Well, and I didn't hear Mia, of course, but I don't know how we could have very different takes or perceptions on this, because it was so abrupt at the same time so short. It was very concise, and I was standing at the back of the room talking with another group, and we realized something was going on, but the whole, I mean, Kevin's entire speech lasted 40 seconds, and then the speaker stands up and says, in light of these new developments, we'll postpone these elections until a time that we'll announce at some time in the future, and the conference closed and the gavel came down. So it was a little bit like when the speaker announced his resignation. It was, a lot of jaws are just kind of falling on the floor at that point, and no one has any idea it was coming, and no one has any real way to react to it. You just don't have time to digest it, and it was so unforeseen.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris, thank you. I know what a crazy busy day it is back there for all of you in the House. What an unexpected day. And I genuinely appreciate you taking time to join us. And you and I are going to chat here before too long. And I'm looking forward to that conversation, too. I think that's on Monday, isn't it?
I hope so. Yeah, right. I think that's right. And Kirk, thank you for coming to join our international conference on Tuesday. He's going to be a key part in that, and we look forward to seeing you then, Kirk.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's a great lineup, and yeah, I hope a lot of people join us for that.
Congressman Chris Stewart with us. And Kirk, you have been a stalwart. Thank you so much for just kind of walking us through this and being a co-host for this half hour. I've really appreciated your input. We'll look for more opportunities to chat, but thank you for today. And I look forward to chatting with you soon.